KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, your foot care specialist at the Midwest Health Center.
We all want to try and stay healthy and active, but sometimes we have injuries that slow us down. At Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, they can get us back on pace for a healthy life. Dr. Andrew Stanislav is the only board-certified podiatrist in Atlantic, and he can help you with sprains, heel pains, injuries, and more. Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, your foot care specialist. Choose from these locations, in Atlantic at Midwest Health Center or just east of the square in Red Oak. Give them a call today at 800-334-5516.
Starting off with high school sports, it was regionals quarterfinal softball play last night for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A teams, and we had a game for you here on the radio in Atlantic. The Kemper Catholic Knights jumped up early and made enough plays late to secure a 6-5 win over Atlantic in the Class 3A Region 7 quarters. The Knights racked up 4 runs in the opening frame to grab the lead. Atlantic would fall behind 5-1 before squaring the game up in the fourth. Kemper got a run across in the fifth, and that ended up being enough for the win. Kemper got an RBI single from Allie Mertz to open the scoring in the first. Kinsey Schoen would follow with a 2-run homer to put the Knights up 3-0 through 4 batters. Anna Waninger would score later in the frame on a pass ball. Atlantic did get 1 run in the first with an RBI single from Olivia Engler, but later had a runner picked off and left 1 aboard. Engler had a stellar night at the plate. She went 4-for-4 with 3 RBI. She had a two RBI single in that big fourth inning for Atlantic, and Alyssa Derby had a 2 RBI single in that fourth inning as well to tie the game up. Kemper's winning run in the fifth came on a misplayed bloop off the bat of Isabel Schwabe. Schwabe popped one up that would have been the final out of the inning, but Caroline Pellett's attempt to back up and track it down was unsuccessful as the ball bounced off the tip of her glove. That allowed a runner at second to come around and score and give the Knights a 6-5 lead. Atlantic then left the tying run standing on third in both the sixth and the seventh innings. Engler doubled with one out in the sixth, and courtesy runner Ava Rush was able to get to third on a ground out by Madison Botus. Alyssa Derby then hit a nice shot to deep right center, but Cassidy Christensen made a nice running snag to end the inning. In the seventh, Atlantic got a leadoff hit from Kennedy Gergen. She was moved over to second on a sack bunt by Reagan Pellett. Caroline Pellett then pushed one through on a shallow hit near second, and they had to put the brakes on Gergen at third. Mackenzie Waters then hit one to the shortstop Mertz, and she chose to go home and get Gergen out before scoring that tying run. Atlantic still had the tying run at third, but Bailey Newell swung at the first pitch that she saw and drove it into foul territory and left. Isabel Schwabe then made a terrific running backhanded snag to secure the final out and send the Knights into a regional semifinal on Friday against Southeast Valley. Carly Vantiger went 3 1/3 innings for Kemper Catholic, exiting with the Knights up 5-3. Freshman Cameron Venner went the rest of the way, responsible for just 1 earned run, allowing 3 hits with 1 strikeout and 1 walk. Olivia Engler went the distance for Atlantic, allowing 6 hits with 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 1 hit batter. After the game, Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman gave credit to Kemper Catholic for taking advantage of their opportunities and said the Trojans just didn't play well enough defensively.
Credit to their hitters, especially that top part of the order and how they hit the ball and the adjustments they made to counter what Liv was throwing. And you know, I didn't think she was throwing particularly bad, but a couple of pitches got up and made her pay for them. So, you know, it's kind of boils down, you look at your score sheet there, kind of boils down to the team that makes the fewest mistakes, which most close games do, and we didn't give her a lot of support behind her in the circle, so but you got to credit Kemper. They did a great job of putting the bat on the ball, and they made all the plays.
Atlantic with a couple of very costly errors, had a couple of other miscommunication situations that let balls drop down for hits for Kemper Catholic as well. And the Trojans squandered a couple of good opportunities. They left 2 aboard in the second, 3 aboard there with the bases loaded in the third, and 2 were left on base in their big four-run fourth inning, and then left, of course, 2 aboard there at the end of the contest. Atlantic ends their season with a record of 27-9. Kemper Catholic improved to 16-18, and they'll play Southeast Valley in the regional semifinals coming up on Friday. Taking a look at the rest of the regional softball scoreboard from last night, we'll start in Class 1A in Region 2. Newell Fonda 15-0 over Woodbine. Exira EHK picked up a win on the road over Riverside 7-3. Arweva was a 5-4 winner over West Harrison, and Ridgeview 11-1 over Cam in 5 innings of play. In Region 3, Collins Maxwell, a 10-0 win over East Union. Murray, a 9-1 win over Stanton Essex. It was Lennox, a 12-2 victory over Fremont Mills. Grandview Christian, 12-0 over Bedford. In Class 2A, Region 1, Jessup, a 14-1 win over Woodward Granger. South Hamilton beat Madrid 5-0. East Marshall was a 10-0 winner over Belmont Clemmy. Colfax Mingo picked up a 12-2 win over Nottoway Valley. In Region 2, it was Pella Christian, a 4-2 win over Pleasantville. Ogden, 8-0 over I-35. Van Meter was a 10-0 winner over ACGC. Earlham beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 2-0. In Region 3, West Monona, 10-0 over IKM Manning. It was AHSTW, a 3-2 win over Missouri Valley. Mount Air topped Logan Magnolia 4-0, and Underwood was an 8-0 winner over Sydney. In Class 3A, and the rest of the games in Region 7 saw Trainer beat OABCIG 7-2, and Sioux Center a 9-2 win over MOC Floyd Valley. And then, of course, those Kemper Catholic and Southeast Valley wins. And in Region 8, it was Albia 12-2 over Saydell. Clark a 14-3 win over Creston. North Polk an 8-7 win over Des Moines Christian. And Shenandoah 12-2 over Red Oak. So winners will move on to regional final play coming up on Friday. Xyra EHK will travel up to Newell to take on Newell Fonda, the fourth-ranked team there in Class 1A. And AHSTW will also take on a fourth-ranked team in Class 2A as they'll travel to Ottawa to face West Monona coming up there in the next round. Moving on there from softball to a note from college football, Oklahoma is the favorite to win another Big 12 football title, according to the conference's preseason media poll released on Wednesday. The Sooners have won the league the last 4 years and 12 Big 12 championships overall. Oklahoma also made the college football playoff 3 of the past 4 seasons. Texas was picked second by the media covering the league. The top two teams will meet in the conference championship game on December 7th. The Longhorns lost to the Sooners in the title matchup in 2018. Iowa State was picked third, the highest they've ever been picked since the league went to 10 teams, and the highest they've been picked outside of a divisional format in the conference. TCU and Oklahoma State round out the top five. The Big 12 will have 4 new head coaches in 2019 with Les Miles at Kansas, Chris Kleeman at Kansas State, Matt Wells at Texas Tech, and Neil Brown at West Virginia. Moving on to tennis notes at Wimbledon, back on center court and back in the semifinals of a major tournament, Serena Williams will take on Barbara Strietsova at Wimbledon. And Williams is trying to win an 8th title at the All England Club and a record in a 24th Grand Slam trophy overall, an achievement that would equal Margaret Court's all-time record. The 33-year-old Strietsova had been pondering retirement this year, but now is the oldest first-time major semifinals entrant in the professional era. It took her 53 major tournaments to get this deep. In the first semifinal, also on center court, former number one Simona Halep will face off against Elena Svitolina. Like Strietsova, Svitolina has never been in the Final Four at a major tournament. Halep won the French Open last year and is trying to reach her 5th major final. And also taking a look at other notes in college softball note, the longtime coach of the Nebraska softball team has been placed on administrative leave while school officials address concerns raised by or about players. The athletic department declined to detail what led to the action against Rhonda Ravel, saying it was a personnel matter. It said in a statement Tuesday that administrators take seriously any concerns raised regarding our student athletes. Attempts by the AP to reach Ravel were unsuccessful Wednesday. Ravel just completed her 27th season with the program. The team has missed the NCAA tournament the past 3 seasons and went 21-31 this spring. Her 997 career wins ranks 12th among all active Division I softball coaches. Former New York Yankees pitcher and controversial baseball author Jim Booten has died at the age of 80. Throwing so hard that his cap flew off his head, Booten was 21-8 with 6 shutouts in 1963, his second season in the majors. He went 18-13 with 4 more shutouts in 1964 before winning a pair of World Series games against the Cardinals that fall. But his playing career was forever eclipsed by his 1970 book, Ball 4, the first tell-all baseball memoir that angered many in the game's establishment. It chronicled his 1969 season with the Seattle Pilots and Houston Astros, but it also detailed Yankees great Mickey Mantle's carousing and the use of stimulants in the major leagues. He was ostracized by players and management for exposing those secrets, waiting decades to be invited to a Yankees old-timers game. Booten's family said he died Wednesday at the home he shared with wife Paula Kerman. He fought a brain disease linked to dementia and was in hospice care. Booten also had 2 strokes in 2012. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are officially members of the L.A. Clippers. The Clippers completed their blockbuster trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder Wednesday, acquiring George for guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, forward Danilo Gallinari, and five first-round draft picks. The Clippers surrendered their first-rounders in 2022, 2024, 2026, plus sent ones for 2021 and 2023 that were obtained through Miami to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City also has the right to swap first-round picks with the Clippers in 2023 and 2025. A person with knowledge of the situation says Leonard has signed a three-year max contract that could be worth nearly $110 million. The final year is a player option, meaning he and George could both be free agents in 2021. Both players will have options that summer. The Mavericks have signed Seth Curry to a four-year, $32 million package, completing the guard's return after a year away. And the Timberwolves are declining to match the Grizzlies' offer sheet to guard Tyus Jones. The 6'2" Jones had spent his entire four-year NBA career with the T-Wolves and averaged 7 points and five assists in 23 minutes this past season. And in a note from the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback Ryan Smith has been suspended without pay for the first four games of the regular season for violating the NFL's policy on performance enhancers. He'll be eligible to participate in all offseason and preseason practices and games. He will be allowed to return to the team on September 30th and after Tampa Bay's Week 4 game against the LA Rams. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. It's been brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 1-800-334-5516. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.